everyone in our personal lives pretty much had a voice plan. And then they added unlimited text messages, right, on top of those plans. And then high-speed data followed after with early adopters, and now it's much more widespread. Frontline workers really are just catching up to this, right? Voice via analog or a digital walkie-talkie has been universal for some time for most frontline workers, where every employee has a radio. But that's the beginning, right? You think about what comes after that, unlimited texting, wanting access to high-speed data, the ability to interface with business applications while they're mobile, and that's been more selective. Companies now increasingly are looking to ensure that their frontline workers have access to not only voice, but secure messaging and business applications much more universally. And again, that follows and parallels what we've done and what we've seen in our own personal lives over the last several years. But I'll give you a couple of stats. So we do what we call a global shopper study. We do several of these vision studies every year. Typically, it's about three, but one we do every year, and that's a shopper study, where we talk to frontline workers in retail across the world, executives in retail across the world, and the actual shoppers themselves. And we're asking them for information and perspective on how things are working. About 58% of shoppers in our last global shopper study said that it's faster for them to look up information on their smartphones than asking an associate for help. And believe it or not, the majority of associates, 64% of associates, agree with those shoppers, right? Which means that the shopper experience is not optimized, right? It allows for that shopper to potentially go online and look at pricing, look at different materials and options. Is there things in stock potentially with a competing retailer, right? The concern for putting a frontline worker in that position where a customer is better informed and has more information at their fingertips than that associate, when that shopper, in the case of retail, has come to the store, they've driven there, they've taken time out of their day. There's lots of other ways to get products potentially to that shopper today. The fact that they're in the store and they cannot be satisfied because the frontline worker doesn't have that same amount of information, that would put them at a really significant disadvantage. So giving those frontline workers access to the tools, communication and business tools, is critical for those companies that are looking to embrace a comprehensive customer experience strategy. And these frontline workers themselves are increasingly digital natives, right? They've come to expect that they'll be just as well equipped at work as they are in their personal lives. And right now, obviously, we've got some pretty significant labor shortages, particularly for frontline workers. So for companies that can demonstrate to that talent pool that they're making investments in modern digital tools to help them be successful, those companies will ultimately win. By adding this push-to-talk functionality with Microsoft walkie-talkie Teams to our Android-based mobile computers, we believe that there's a much more attractive and intuitive interface and way for frontline workers going forward, rather than trying to retrofit awkward messaging or limited light data business applications within existing walkie-talkie products.